Salat al-Jama'ah is a prayer which is held in congregation and is highly recommended that all obligatory prayers to be performed in congregation. Some of the benefits of Salat al-Jama'ah are that it promotes equality. The poor and the rich of all colors and nationalities stand together shoulder to shoulder as equals before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Unity. We all have one intention, one language, and identical actions. We all kneel together. We all prostrate together. This teaches us to be united at all times. Friendship. People will meet each other during the prayer. They know the hardships and worries of each other and try to help each other. Mutual love develops. Rewards. If one person follows the leader, the reward of the prayer is 150 times compared to that which is done individually. Four people following, the reward is 2,400 times. If it exceeds 10 people, nobody knows the reward except Allah. The person leading the prayer is called the Imam, or the leader of the prayer, and the one following the leader is called the Ma'mum. The prayer leader must be at the age of Islamic maturity, sane, of legitimate birth, and must be just, meaning that he performs all the obligatory things on him and refrains from things unlawful for him. The leader must also know the rules of prayer, pronounce the recitations in correct Arabic, and perform the actions correctly. According to the Shia, the Imam also must be Shia Ithna Ashari. If the Imam is a man, typically he would stand in the front and the followers stand in rows behind him. A man follower cannot stand behind a female Imam. If the Imam is a female and the followers are female, the obligatory precaution is that all of them must stand in one line and the Imam must not stand in front of the others. As an obligatory precaution, between the place where a follower performs sajda and the place where the Imam stands, there must not be a gap of more than a large step of a person, approximately 1 meter. The same goes for the followers linked to the Imam by another follower. A person who performs prayers standing cannot follow someone who performs prayers sitting or lying down. What is mustahab, recommended during the prayer? It is recommended that the Imam stands in the middle of the line and that the learned and the pious stand in the front row. It is recommended that there are no gaps between the people standing in one row. When you hear the words qad qamatis salah of the iqama, it is recommended for the follower to stand up for the prayer. It is recommended for the Imam to take into account the old and the weak, and not prolong the qunut, the ruku' and the sujood, unless you know the people want that. It is recommended for the Imam to recite loud enough, but without shouting, so the followers can hear him. Also, it is recommended for the Imam to prolong the ruku' if he realizes that a person has just arrived and wants to join the prayer. What is makruh, not recommended during the Jama'ah prayers? It is not recommended to stand alone if there is space in the rows to pray. It is not recommended for a follower to say the dhikr of prayers in a way that the Imam hears it. What does a follower say and not say during the Jama'ah prayer? When the follower wants to join a Jama'ah prayer, you first make the intention of Jama'ah prayer, and you must specify who you are following. You don't need to know the Imam's name. For example, in your intention, you can intend I am following the Imam in the front. When the Imam says the Takbiratul Ihram, a follower must not say the Takbiratul Ihram before the Imam. When the Imam recites the two surahs in the first and second rak'ahs and you hear him, the follower does not recite the surahs. Even during Dhuhr and Asr prayers, based on obligatory precaution, a follower must not recite the two surahs, but it is recommended to recite dhikr instead. Besides the two surahs, the follower must recite everything else. Whether it's ruku', sujood, tashahud, salam, and so on, the followers must recite everything softly. However, if you join the Imam late and the Imam is in the third or fourth rak'ah, then you recite the surahs. But we will talk about this later on in the video. Apart from Takbiratul Ihram, there is no problem if a follower says the other parts of the prayer before the Imam. But it is necessary to move with the Imam or a little after the Imam, and not before the Imam moves. What are the rules if you join the Imam late? If you arrive late and the prayer has begun, you can still join it and get the rewards of praying in Jama'ah. The best time to join is when the Imam has not completed his ruku', i.e. he is still in Qiyam or ruku'. Once the Imam raises his head from ruku'ah, you would have missed out in joining that rak'ah. Here are some examples. You arrive late for Isha prayer. The Imam is in ruku'ah in the first rak'ah. You make your intention, do your takbiratul ihram, pause slightly for qiyam, and then go to ruku'ah. You have successfully joined the Imam in the first rak'ah. However, if you haven't done ruku'ah and the Imam already stood up from ruku'ah, you can either complete the prayer on your own or break your prayer in order to join the next rak'ah. Another example. You arrive late for Isha prayer. The Imam is reciting Surat al-Fatiha in the second rak'ah. You make your intention, do your takbiratul ihram. This is your first rak'ah. You don't recite the surahs. Now the Imam is doing qunut. Do the same and continue everything else along with the Imam. The Imam is now performing the tashahud because it's his second rak'ah. Now because it is your first rak'ah, when the Imam is saying tashahud, the obligatory precaution is that you must sit in a squatted position, such that your knees are off the ground and your fingers and toes are on the ground. It is recommended to say the tashahud with the Imam but softly. Now stand up with the Imam. The Imam is now on his third rak'ah reciting the four tasbihat. You are only on your second rak'ah and you have to recite Surat al-Fatiha and another surah and if possible perform the qunut. If you don't have time to recite the second surah, you must at least complete Surat al-Fatiha and join the Imam in ruku'ah. And if you don't have enough time to recite all of Surat al-Fatiha, then you can discontinue reading it and join the Imam in ruku'ah. However, the recommended precaution in this situation is that you should change your intention to performing the prayer on your own. You can refer to your marja to see if it is a recommended precaution or not. Now the Imam just finished his second sujood in his third rak'ah. He stood up for his fourth rak'ah. You must stay seated and recite the tashahud and then stand up and join the Imam for the third rak'ah. If you don't have enough time to say the tasbihat three times, you must say it once and join the Imam in ruku'ah. Now the Imam is reciting the tashahud in his fourth rak'ah. It is better that you sit in a squatted position, such that your knees are off the ground and your fingers and toes are on the ground. And you should wait till the Imam has said the salam of the prayer, and then stand up and finish your prayer as normal. Here are some notes. If the Imam is in the third or fourth rak'ah, and you know that if you join the Imam now and recite Surat al-Fatiha, you will not be able to join the Imam in ruku'ah, then based on obligatory precaution, you must wait until the Imam goes into ruku'ah and then join the prayer. If you arrive late for prayer and the Imam is reciting the tashahud at the end of the prayer and you want to earn the reward of jama'ah prayer, you must make the intention, say takbiratul ihram and sit down. You can say the tashahud with the Imam with a general intention, without specifying it being a tashahud of prayer. Don't say the salam and wait till the Imam has said the salam. Now stand up without saying takbiratul ihram or making your intention again. Recite the two surahs, counting this as your first rak'ah, and continue the prayer as normal.